I'm wanting to go to Rams. Let me go see if he's available. I think he might be with a customer at the moment. Who can I say is calling? I might be able to help you out. I can see he's just with somebody at the moment. Is it a manual CVT? Manual. So most. Well, you've got a couple options. If, from a performance point of view, the tune's going to give it by far the most. The cat-back's not going to do anything for power. It's just going to give it noise. Correct. Right in the window. Absolutely. No problem at all. The good thing with. Yeah, the good thing with that particular model is it doesn't take much to make a lot of power on them because they're very detuned. No, that's cool. Well, correct. Correct. The only thing with that car, you have to use the cob access port to tune the car. So you can't just flash the factory ECU on it. We need the cob access port and then we dyno tune it on that. Access port, generally around 40 kilowatts extra on that. So you normally make about 190 to 200 on those. About 2.5 grand all up. Correct. The access port's about $1,400 at the moment. And then the tune itself's 990. Won't make any power. No, it's just noise. It's just noise. Correct, About 2 weeks max, for that sort of thing. Because we're not doing any mods to the car, so it's just a tune. We need the car for the day, and then we've got all those access ports in stock and everything, so they're ready to party. You'll find like so the cob access ports are set price everywhere, so cob mandates that they have to be the same price, and the standard dyno tune's 990. So. The VB platform is we do a lot of tuning for guys interstate on these because we've probably got the most amount of experience on those cars out of anyone in Australia at the moment. No worries, mate. My name's Warwick. No worries, mate. Anytime. No worries, mate.